Legislative Agenda of Blind Americans, Priorities for the 110th Congress, Second Session. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, is the voice of the nation's blind. We present the collective views of blind people throughout society. All of our leaders and the vast majority of our members are blind, but anyone can participate in our movement. Every year, approximately 75,000 Americans become blind, and there are an estimated 1.3 million blind people in the United States. The social and economic consequences of blindness affect not only blind people, but also our families, our friends, and our coworkers. Three legislative initiatives demand the immediate attention of the 110th Congress in its second session. These urgent action items include: 1. We urge Congress to ensure the safety of the blind and other pedestrians by passing legislation requiring the U.S. Department of Transportation, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, to adopt regulations establishing a minimum sound level standard for all new automobiles sold in the United States. The regulations need not prescribe the method automobile manufacturers must use to achieve the minimum sound standard, but the standard should have the following characteristics. In all phases of operation, including times when the vehicle is at a full stop, vehicles should be required to emit an omnidirectional sound with similar spectral characteristics to those of a modern internal combustion engine. The sound should vary in a way that is consistent with the sound of vehicles with combustion engines to indicate whether the vehicle is idling, maintaining a constant speed, accelerating, or decelerating. 2. We urge Congress to fully fund the program of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped of the Library of Congress to convert the analog cassette collection of talking books to a digital format and to procure the equipment to play the digital talking books. Failure to provide this funding will result in the disruption of library service to all blind Americans, creating a devastating set of circumstances preventing the blind from equal opportunity for literacy. Congress should fully fund the Digital Talking Book Project by allocating $19.1 million for this purpose in fiscal year 2009, as well as restoring the $6.6 million left out of the fiscal year 2008 request. This appropriation of $25.7 million will allow the NLS to remain on course for a successful conversion to ensure that blind users of the Talking Book Program do not find themselves without access to books and magazines. 3. We urge Congress to amend Title II of the Social Security Act to mandate a schedule of increases in the level of earnings allowed for blind individuals before applying for a work penalty, as follows. For 2008, $21,600. For 2009, $26,400. For 2010, $30,000. For 2011, $34,200. For 2012, the amount applicable to individuals who attain full retirement age in that year. For more information about these priorities, please contact the attached fact sheets. Other priorities that offer opportunities for legislative action in the second session of Congress include: as a part of legislation reauthorizing federal higher education programs, adopting language establishing the Advisory Commission on Accessible Instructional Materials in Post-Secondary Education for Students with Disabilities, and providing for the support of model demonstration programs to encourage the development of systems to improve the timely delivery and quality of post-secondary instructional materials in specialized formats to students with print disabilities, contained in Sections 766A and 766B of H.R. 4137. Assuring that blindness cannot be a factor to justify payment of less than minimum wage under Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act. Reauthorizing the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, as amended, as part of the Workforce Investment Act, to increase consumer empowerment and enhance informed choice. Preserving and enhancing opportunities available under the Randolph-Shepard Act for blind men and women to operate vending businesses on federal property. Ensuring that legislation amending the Help America Vote Act, HAVA, affirms the right of blind Americans to vote privately and independently by requiring that any new verification mechanisms necessary because of such legislation must be accessible to the blind. For more information on any of these priorities, please contact James McCarthy or Jesse Hartle of the National Federation of the Blind or visit us online at www.nfb.org. Blind Americans need your help to achieve our goals of economic security, increased opportunity, and full integration into American society on a basis of equality. Enactment of these legislative proposals will represent important steps toward reaching these goals. We need the help and support of each member of Congress. Our success benefits not only us, but the whole of America as well.